Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan in their Ford Focus WRC 734.8 for them on the Atlantic Drive stage. So they were quicker than Jennings and Rory Kennedy, but settling now for third place, it would seem, 1:02.1. Then we had that great battle, Jerrod McGarty and Diarmaid Flavey against Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty, fourth and fifth, both in Subaru WRCs. But McGarty pulling out all the stops over Atlantic Drive, 7:26.2 was his time. That was the fastest over Atlantic Drive, and that means that he has extended the lead ahead of Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty in the battle for fourth. They went into this stage with less than a second between them, but now McGarty has an advantage of some 7.4 seconds. Then we have a 38-second gap back to Darrow Reardon and Tony McDade in the Ford Fiesta WRC. 7:42.1 was their time. And Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Greeny in the Skoda Fabia S2000, well, they're leading Class 5. 8:04 seconds was their time, and they are some 4:32.9 back, currently 7th overall. Now, looking at the national rally, well, the big story there, of course, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. Well, Manus, we had him on air there just a few minutes ago. It'll be a nervous last stage, so close to securing that national title, and he has a cushion of some 32.6 seconds ahead of Adrian Hetherington and Gary Nolan. Kelly was 7:59.2 over special stage 19, the Atlantic Drive, and that was marginally faster than Adrian Hetherington and Gary Nolan. And they were 8:08 seconds. So Manus Kelly actually gaining a little bit of time, and that means he went into this 19th stage 31 seconds ahead. He's now 32.6 seconds ahead. And a similar gap back to third, 32.5 seconds behind, Paul Reed and Carl Reed. And certainly they are pushing hard over the final few stages to try and secure that third spot. 7:54.2 was their time. So a powerful performance there. And conditions here, it's brightening up again. A strong breeze. The ground is pretty dry. Road surface is good. Of course, it had been slippy and wet the first time around Atlantic Drive. But the leading crews all underway now to fan it head. And that final 20th stage, as they go around there, they're going to cross over the Harry Blaney Bridge, make their way to the start. And they'll be finishing just near Port Salon in probably, 25 minutes' time or so. Oisin Kelly is at the finish there, and we'll be bringing you live updates here on Highland Radio Sport of the concluding stages to the Jules Donegal International Rally.